A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Vets and pets. Our little dog Bella, a lively and slightly crazy mixture of something between a papillon and fruit bat, recently developed a bad limp in one of her back legs. We were not too concerned at first, particularly as we now also have a kitten, and Bella and Mac Kitten spend many hours playing together. And sometimes these games are a little over-exuberant. The problem also tends to occur every 6 months or so, and I'm convinced that somehow it's linked to her menstruation cycle. Usually, the bad leg returns to normal after a week or so of rest. This time, the problem continued, and we took Bella to the vet for an anti-inflammatory injection or tablets, which usually does the trick. The helpful young vet gave her a thorough examination, and it was clear, after all the probing and prodding, that Bella was not in any pain. The vet also suggested that he took a couple of x-rays to make sure that all was in order. The x-rays showed inflammation, and the vet confirmed there were no fractures and all was fine. We were to give Bella a pill over each of the next 3 days, and after paying a bill of €100, we left. 4 days later, we returned to the surgery as instructed for a checkup. By then, Bella was much better. She still had a slight limp, but was much improved. As soon as we entered the treatment room, the woman vet declared that Bella would need an operation. We were puzzled as the x-rays had shown no signs of a problem, and this had been confirmed by the first vet. "Oh, we get this problem with small dogs like her," she huffed, tapping on her computer keyboard, and ignored our comments about it happening twice each year. Bella was given a rather more thorough examination by a second vet, and he nodded in agreement. We were then asked to see the traumatologist. When he arrived, Bella was given more prods and pucks, and he confirmed the diagnosis to other vets. We stood in white silence as the woman vet continued to tap enthusiastically on her keyboard, whilst making that sharp sucking in of breath sound that I do so detest in Spain, always means trouble. We then entered the fantasy and frightful world of surgery, complete with anaesthetics, drugs, treatment and recovery times. "Did we also want specialist heart and blood tests before the operation?" she barked. We were told this was essential in case Bella was not fit enough and would die during the operation. "Well, that'll be €800, but you can pay over 3 months," she smiled, handing us the detailed printed estimate. "Oh, and by the way, she will also need the second leg doing as well, so shall we call it €1,600 for the two?" As a parting shot, we were then told that it was important for Bella to take a special and expensive pill lasting 2 weeks until the time of her operation. Each pill cost €13. We bought one and drove home in silence. We both felt uneasy because what we'd just heard was just not convincing and contradicted the findings of the first vet. 2 weeks later, Bella has just come back from her usual boisterous run on the field. Her leg is now fully recovered. And no, we did not give her that expensive pill, nor will she be having the operations. It's now clear to us that these vets saw us as pet-loving Brits, ready to hand over €1,600 at the expense of Bella's well-being. Just as with human health, alternatives, therapies and drugs should always be considered before surgery. In Bella's case, the diagnosis for unnecessary surgery would have led to great expense, a surgery that would have caused her unnecessary pain and distress for several months. Needless to say, I am concerned at this attempted exploitation of our love for her. We are now seeking a vet who can give sufficient professionalism, morality, and decency to the care and welfare of our pets before attempting to exploit us and our furry friends. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, www.barrymahoney.com, and thank you for listening.